guys, this is Valerie and welcome back to Valerie Talks. On today's episode, I'll be talking about 15 red flags in a relationship. Someone asked me to do this and I happily hopped on it because yes, I can. And I'll try to make this podcast precise as possible and short just to save time, and at the same time we all get the message. So the first one is all forms of manipulation. That's like justifying bad behaviors and habits. For example, the person does something really annoying and he or she is saying something like, this is how I've been, take me like that, my zodiac sign said this, zodiac sign said that, like, bruh, we don't do that here. It could be playing the victim's card and you tripping you, the person is at fault clearly, but somehow you're the one saying sorry. Like, it doesn't make sense. Somehow, you're the one saying sorry. It's not nice. It's manipulation. And making everything look like it's about them. Criticizing and dismissing you. Constantly questioning and testing your boundaries. For example, you don't like to be left unread, but this person does this thing over and over again, and he or she is fully aware that you don't want to be left unread. That's manipulation. Because the person knows just because he or she has this... here she's important in your life, the person cannot mess up. It's manipulation. Just wants to see your reaction and you won't give it to them. The second red flag in a relationship is trying to compare themselves to your other friends and putting a wedge there. It's more like maybe you have a partner, your partner wants to leave your best friend for him or her. It doesn't make sense. And on your own part, you should know how to differentiate your best friend from your girlfriend or your best friend from your boyfriend. They shouldn't feel like somebody is more important, or they shouldn't get this through. They have to like fit who has a higher position in your life or something. Like, it's not nice. So avoid that flag. Avoid it. The third red flag is emotional abuse. Maybe they're calling your name during an argument, you guys are like arguing, and next thing they go, oh, you're really crazy, or they bring up something you told them, something that makes you feel really low or less of yourself, and then they bring it up, rub it on your face. That's a red flag. Or they make you feel like you complain a lot when you just want to express yourself or want to be heard. They make your opinion feel irrelevant and refuse or ignore you when you're talking. That's emotional abuse and it's a red flag. The fourth red flag is really insecure and always seeking constant reassurance about their presence in your life. On your own part, your words should match your actions. Your words should match your actions. You can't tell me something like, I'm there for you, it's just you I'm with, and then your actions are telling me something like, you're just the fling. Like, it should match your actions. And on their own part too, some people are like really, really petty or quick to anger. Like, that thing is very, very tiring, having to tell you every time that yes, I'm there. You can tell them on your own, like randomly during this lovely divvy moment, but not when every time it's like this anthem or this slogan, every time I see you, I have to tell you that yes, it's just you I want to be with. And oh, it gets tiring, and then you feel like person doesn't even trust you. And if you're someone that has zero chills, most likely you would leave or just know it's a red flag, basically. Then the fifth one is they hold you to a double standard. It's more like they favor themselves at your own expense. For example, maybe your partner can have an opposite sex best friend or friend, but on your own part you can't do it. That's a red flag. Like, why can't I? Please give me the same energy I'm going to give you, and everybody's going to be happy. The sixth one is they find it really hard to apologize when at fault. Personally, I feel like sorry means nothing if you're not going to like change or work towards being better. But then the first step is to just say sorry, because courtesy demands. And if you can't tell me sorry, if you can't apologize properly, then what is the point of us dating? Like, why are we there? Like, why can't you like admit to fault when stuff like that comes up? The seventh one is they find it really hard to forgive. Sticking to partners that find it hard to forgive is really scary. If they can't let go, it's very, very scary, because nobody is perfect. At a particular point, you're going to make mistakes. So imagine you staying there and then maybe something happens, he now brings up or she brings up the past for you, or keeps rubbing into your face, or just makes you very much unhappy just because she made one particular mistake. that's a red flag, and if you see it, most likely you're going to leave that relationship. The eighth one is the attitude changes unnecessarily, more like in a dime. Imagine you're all loving with this moment, and the next moment you're like a thorn in the person's flesh. That person makes you feel like a thorn piece of his or her flesh, basically. And then next time again, you're all loving with. Why can you have unexplainable mood swing? Like, it's not acceptable, to be honest. So if you would do that to me, I would actually leave, because I can't be there when tomorrow you tell me you're done or you want a divorce if you're married. That particular behavior makes your partner feel insecure. Imagine dating somebody that's that way. You're going to feel like person's gonna wake up one day and break up with you. So on your own part, you're going to be dating with fear or dating expecting divorce out of it. That is the eighth one. The ninth one is physical abuse, more like domestic violence actually. Most of you might have seen this trend about he got me flowers today. It's about a couple, on Twitter or something, yeah. About a couple that the man would always beat her and then get her flowers every freaking time he beat her. Like, for every time he beat her, he got her flowers. So imagine, oh, and then in the video she also died and he got flowers to her grave also, yeah. So imagine a scenario whereby your partner beats you, like maybe you're married and your husband beats you up, and then he gets you a car because she knows you want it. You need to like keep your standards way higher than your desires so that you won't be in that kind of scenario. Then the 10th one is infidelity. If your partner is cheating, that is a red flag, and please walk away if you can. I use the word if you can because most people can like justify their actions for cheating, or there will be like this particular reason why it is, so maybe like a mistake or something. So if you forgive, that particular moment is when you start to tolerate it. So your partner has two options, most likely, or let's just say three options for like benefit of doubt. Either they don't do it again, or they do it but don't let you know, or they do it because they know that you're going to forgive them eventually, and then you continue from where you stopped, and that's not healthy. The 11th one is lack of communication. Please, why are you there when you won't be heard, when you can't be the connection in the first place? Like, why are you guys even dating? Makes no sense. That's a red flag. Next. The 12th one is a controlling behavior. I understand you have to respect people. Yes. But a situation whereby your partner always wants to be dominant and always wants to have the final say, that's really tiring. Like, you can't bring up your own opinion. We can't do it. We can't work out. That's a red flag. The 13th red flag in a relationship is not really important, but it's still something. It's non-resolution of your previous relationship. It could be like with partners, family, or friends. When your partner has a fallout with somebody, but he can't tell you, or she can't tell you the exact reason why they're not talking, or why stuff, why things went the way it went. Most likely, if you guys fall out, like, you guys are going to fall out, so maybe most likely you might fall out actually, and you'll be in a particular space to where something happened. You can never explain what happened, but you are no longer friends or something shitty. The 14th one is if the relationship depends on the need to be needed or based on what you can gain. After that, what next? You're going to end it. That's a red flag if you are with, if you find out your partner is with you just for what he or she is going to gain. That's a red flag. Please go, because when the person is done using you, they're going to dump you, and it's going to end in tears, premium tears. The last red flag in a relationship is lack of trust. Why would you even be with somebody that's not going to trust you, give you the benefit of doubt, except the person has an explainable reason, more like maybe the person's past was really shitty, so he or she finds it really hard to trust. That's the only reason we can understand that this person would have trust you. You have to like work on building that particular trust. But if person just has it and is not willing to change, you might actually spend the greater part of the relationship trying to build or get a trust which would never be there, most likely. And on that note, we've come to the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and until next time, hugs and much love from Valerie. Thank you. Bye.